Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The Civil War had been over for a year when inebriated supporters of opposing sides in the conflict clashed on Christmas Day in Roseburg, Oregon. The brawl left two dead and several injured in what became known statewide as the Champagne Riot of 1866. Not everyone in Southern Oregon agreed on the war's outcome, and a few Southern sympathizers set out to settle things on their own. They left their late-night party at Good's Mill about 3 a.m. and barged into a Unionist dance at the home of Joseph Champagne about 4 miles outside Roseburg. Knives were unsheathed and shots fired by both sides. Authorities arrested John Fitzhugh and John Hannon on murder charges. Their trial aroused passions in the divided community. The defense attorney was Lafayette Mosier, a prominent pro-slavery Democrat and son-in-law of former U.S. Senator Joseph Lane. The prosecuting attorneys were all Union-supporting Republicans. When the jury found the men guilty, the judge sought to accommodate each side by passing a light sentence that allowed the community to settle down and live in peace. Today's episode of As It was written by Emily Blakely, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.